This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House worked long and hard Monday, passing Senate bills before the session countdown clock required shifting to a two-thirds majority vote on all items. The high point of the day was undoubtedly final passage of the last of the criminal justice reform bills.
74 yeas, 31 nays, and the bills finally passed. Representative McGee moves to reconsider the vote by which the bill finally passed and lay that motion on the table without objection. So ordered.
The low point may have been the debate over the Senate bill renaming the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts for its founder, the late Jimmy D. Long.
As with anything that has touched a nerve like this, we are not, as a body, going to be able to make everybody happy.
Representative Lance Harris brought what he called a compromise amendment, letting LSMSA keep using its original name while officially changing it. School alumni have aggressively objected to the change, causing Representative Cameron Henry to ask Harris,
if this amendment gets on, are you assuring us that we're not going to receive any more text messages, phone calls, emails, to a degree which I have never seen before in my entire life?
But House members continued to be pummeled with messages in opposition. Representative Gene Reynolds asked,
what we have is a group of people tell me they were okay with this, and then I've got people back home that are saying, hell no, don't vote for that. So maybe we needed a little time.
No.
Representative Pat Smith objected.
I think it's wrong for us to leave the people out of the process.
The bill passed 56 to 43. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM, and Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.